This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Woohoo! If you do have a long weekend plan, we hope you're safe and you see God move in it and just uncool and enjoy yourself.
It's okay with me.
Yeah. Well, judging someone on their outward appearance can cause you to miss their inner beauty. When beginning again, let God give you a mind of looking from the inside out.
Okay.
And this is a little long what I'm about to read, but I think it's important. And we'll explain. You may, when I'm reading it, you may go, I don't understand how this goes with about judgment. Well, let me read it first. So, Luke 9, 28 through 36. About 80 days later, Jesus took Peter, John, and James up on a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was transformed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared and began talking with Jesus. They were glorious to see. Or I guess they were. And they were speaking about his exodus from this world, which was about to be fulfilled in Jerusalem. Peter and the others had fallen asleep. When they woke up, they saw Jesus' glory and the two men standing with him. As Moses and Elijah were starting to leave, Peter, not even knowing what he was saying, blurted out, "Master, it's wonderful for us to be here. Let's make three shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But even as he was saying this, a cloud overshadowed them, and terror gripped them as the cloud covered them. Then a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." When the voice finished, Jesus was there alone. They didn't tell anyone at that time what they had seen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is it in a nutshell. While initial impressions mean a lot, and many judge others based on appearances, things often are not as they seem to be.
Yeah.
Peter, you know, I mean, Peter, poor Peter, man, he was always getting in trouble. Peter relied too much on first impressions and outward appearances, so he jumped to some foolish conclusions. To Peter, these two great Old Testament prophets appeared to be on the same level and par with Jesus. Yet God's voice later events confirmed that Jesus was God's son. If we are to progress in our relationship with Jesus, we need to stop judging on outward appearances, explore spiritual realities, and always listen to God. Wow. I'm telling you, I mean, raise your hand in the world if you're guilty of judging someone. Okay, everyone's hands up. Okay. And if it's not, then, you know, we'll pray for you. So I'm just joking. But, you know, let's take, for example, a very great evangelist in our time today. Nick?
Vujicic.
Most of you have probably seen Nick on some kind of program. He's been on Oprah. He's been on, you know, Jay Leno. He's been on TBN. I mean, he's been all over the world. He has no arms and no legs. He was born that way. Now, I'm sure as he was growing up, going through school, he was judged horribly. And he even said he tried to kill himself when he was seven.
Yeah.
Tried to drown himself. He rolled into the pool.
Wow.
It was horrible, I'm sure. Kids making fun. You know how kids can be. I mean, kids were making fun of him, I'm sure, and this and that. But then he gave his life to Christ. And really the most encouraging things in his life came from his parents because they're Christ believers. And what they told Nick was when he was little, there's nothing that you can't do.
That's what they
nothing.
Told
him. You know, they were speaking, they're allowing Jesus to speak through them to their son who's handicapped. in other people's eyes.
Right.
But in Nick's eyes, man, he's not handicapped. Mm-hmm. He's got everything he needs.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, people were judging him on his outward appearance. And they weren't allowing to see the inside of Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when you look at Nick, you look at him from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Because his spiritual muscle and his spirituality that he has totally overshadows anything about him not having arms and legs and things of that sort. He has a beautiful wife now. He has a newborn son that he just loves. You know, who's normal, has mm-hmm. arms and legs.
I
apologize for what I just said, normal,
mm-hmm.
because...
In the world's eyes.
In the world's eyes is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You start looking at Nick, you start looking at others from the inside out, it'll change your life.
You know, and again, with the holiday season and spending so much time with family,
yeah,
spending so much time with friends, that applies to those relationships too.
That's for sure.
Silence there.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm really happy for her? I'm really grateful that Jesus looked at me from the inside out. I'm glad he looks at all of us from the inside out. Because where does Jesus look at us? He starts at our heart. And then he goes on the out.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Because if Jesus was to have judged me when I came to him for my outward, the way I've been acting all the years prior, whew, man. But what he did is he looked at my heart.
Mm.
And he said, did this young man, at that time, give his heart to me sincerely? And that's what he's saying to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give their heart to me sincerely? And if you did, then he goes, whew, that is the most beautiful person I ever created.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that about each and every one of his followers mm-hmm. and his believers.
Yeah.
Everyone who's a believer in Christ is the most beautiful creation he ever created.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be Nick or Teresa or me or you or whoever's listening who's given their life to Christ, that's what's so encouraging. Jesus looks at you from the inside out.
That's right. And that's where you can change your thinking because there's so much self-hatred.
That's for sure.
And that's a great way to deal with self-hatred. And that's mm-hmm. that's another podcast. But there's so much of that.
Yeah.
There's so much self-hatred.
Well, no one judges themselves more than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still deal with that. I'm harder on myself than anyone could ever be on me, I think. But since I've been a Christ follower, I've improved in that area. I don't put quite as much stress on myself as I used to.
Yes, you've gotten much better.
And so I thank God for that.
You've learned, you know, well, the serenity prayer.
Yeah.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the mm-hmm. courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, and that's the big thing.
You know,
the last part of that, the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. I mean, that's what I, you know, what did Solomon pray for?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. And what did he get? A whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. We pray it every single day.
And Lord, in fact, give us the wisdom.
We feel like we just are parrots, just kind of mock. You know, we feel like we're just saying it, but we gotta
we're not,
have it.
Though. It's what we desire. We desire wisdom
every day
because you know if you got the wisdom of you know from the Lord, I mean, then you get to really know Him more. You know, because my goodness gracious, you know. That wisdom that he gives us will allow us not to judge people by the color of their skin, by you know if they may be handicapped in some way, by their nationality, or any other way of the way we can judge people.
Or to seek it.
That'll
like
be
a
out
treasure.
The door.
Yeah.
Out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I remember. I know today at work.
You even told me this.
Yeah, well, there was a group that people came in, and they were a little loud and boisterous, you know, and I was going, ew. You know, I didn't really.
How are you going?
I didn't really want to. You know, I kind of. You know, oh man, I don't know. But I said, you know what? It's all good. You know, so I stepped in there and I served them, and they were not very nice,
God dealt with you. He was dealing with
That's
you,
right.
And you paid attention.
But you know what? When I walked outside for just a minute. And you know what those people were doing outside?
Uh-oh.
They were praising Jesus. They were in a circle.
Really?
And they were praying together.
Really? These people that were being boisterous?
Well, they weren't. They were just being loud.
Being loud. Oh, aren't you glad?
Yes. And so.
I don't even.
But you know what? They were praising Jesus.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. But, you know, I thank God for allowing me. In the flesh, I wanted to judge them. But in the spirit, God said, you know what? They're my children.
Mm-hmm. And aren't so you glad you listened?
Yeah, and so then I looked at them from the inside out.
Yeah.
And then God gave me that moment that they're praising him.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That's what's going to happen, mm-hmm. man. You know, don't judge people from the inside out. I mean, from the outside in. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. You judge them from the in. You know, look. Don't ever judge people. Just look at them from the inside out.
And something I've prayed and need to pray more since this podcast is for the Lord to give me eyes, the same eyes for people that He has.
Mm.
You know, and that's a prayer we can pray every day now too, honey. Lord, let us see others the way You do. Mm. What did Jesus say on the cross? Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
Why? Because they were lost, because they were sick, because they were dysfunctional. Yeah. See, He sees that.
That is
so for us.
That's right. And so when you see that person on the street that may be homeless, when you see that single mom with a sign saying need money for food for her children, don't judge them. Love them. From the inside out. But you know what? The one that loves all of us from the inside out, His name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How grateful, like I said earlier, I am that now He looks at me from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I accepted Him mm-hmm. as my Lord and my Savior. Have you done that? If you let Jesus into your life, He's right there. He is right there. It says you knock on the door and I will open it. He's ready.
Yeah.
So if you've never given your life to Jesus and you'd like to do that today, we really pray that you do. And maybe you thought you had years ago and you're realizing, my goodness, I don't look at people from the inside out. I don't know what they're talking about. Will you give your life to Jesus? And you will. So we encourage you to pray with this prayer with us. And please know that you're saved. And Jesus loves you. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross, that You rose on that third day. And because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven. If I ask You from a sincere heart to forgive me. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to start looking at people from the inside out. Thank You for making me one of Your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all so much. And if you prayed that prayer of salvation, please like us on Facebook at Living It Up Beginning Again. And let us know. And so start praying about a church,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go to this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're so happy for you. We're proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
But no one loves you more than God.
Mm-hmm.
So thank y'all so much.
Yeah. We've enjoyed your time.
Yeah, we have.
And we thank you for giving it to us. Keep living it up.
While beginning again.